Eternal Father, our Eternal Father who have created the heaven and the earth, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory and we give you thanks as you continually teach in eternity. Holy Spirit is our teacher. You have sent unto us your Son, Christ Jesus, who we have received and who have received us. And Holy Spirit, you're here in time, continually teaching us from eternity things concerning what we need to hear and how to live and how to be carried by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, and there's so much things that the Holy Spirit is unfolding here in time that we need to receive, come into, and becomes one with our Heavenly Father, one with Christ Jesus, and one with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our teacher, as you're continually teaching us. We honor you, we glorify you. Holy Father is your name. Luke 13, verse 6. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. He also spoke these parables. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bear fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down." Heavenly Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, as you continually unfold in the mysteries. Luke 13, verse 6. He also speak these parables. So bear in mind, Jesus Christ is speaking in parables. So if Jesus Christ is speaking in parables, it takes the Holy Spirit who comes from eternity to unfold the mysteries of eternity. Not what we think, but what the Holy Spirit is unfolding in time. He also spoke these parables. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" This vineyard here, that a certain man had planted a fig tree. A certain man had planted a fig tree in his vineyard. The word is in his vineyard. So the fig tree is planted in his vineyard. And he came seeking fruit on it and found none. So the fig tree is planted in his vineyard. It's a parable. He's not talking about fig tree. It's a parable. He's talking about the human that is planted, that is in the earth, and is not producing. So the human is in the earth, not producing. So a certain man had planted a fig tree in his vineyard. The creation is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Our Father is the one that created the creation. It is his. So he planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and find none. He found none because the man is in the vineyard, the man is in the earth, but they are non-productive. They are not producing. They are earthbound. So verse 7, then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none." How much years have we been in creation, in time, and have not bearing fruit of the Spirit, have not receiving Christ Jesus? So this is what is taking place now. You understand? This is what is taking place. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Verse 7, then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? Verse 8, Jesus Christ is appealing the case for us right now. So Jesus Christ came in time, appealing the case because the Father said, cut the vineyard down. The man is not productive in the earth, get rid of it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is appealing the vineyard, appealing for us now. Verse 8, but he answered and said to him, sir, this is Jesus Christ appealing on our behalf. But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone. This year also, give it a chance. Give us another chance. Let it alone also for this year also. Until I dig around it and fertilize it. So Jesus Christ send the Holy Spirit, who is the fertilizer, to wash us, teach us how to lay down our will. Deny self. And the Holy Spirit now is the one that washed us, sanctify, purify us so we can bear fruit. So the Holy Spirit now is our fertilizer who is washing us daily to prepare us that we can come to a place of receiving Christ and Christ receive us, that we can be fruitful. So verse 8 again. But he answered and said to him, Christ appealing, let it alone this year also. Give it another chance for another year until I dig around it and fertilize it. So Christ send the Holy Spirit, give him unto us to get us to a place where we can produce. Verse 9, and if it bear fruit, well done. But if not, after that year pass, you can cut it down. So Christ give authorization, if there is no fruit bearing a ear, you, Father God, cut it down because he's the one coming in judgment to cut it down. Holy Spirit, thank you, our teacher. Verse 10, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loose from your infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the rulers of the synagogue and the churches, the temples, answered with indignation, upset, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said to the crowd, the rulers, they said to the crowd, he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men are to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. Then Jesus is answering him now. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his oxen or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? For he took for his donkey or his oxen to go and have water. So are not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound. Think of it. For 18 years, be loose from this bound on the Sabbath day. Christ is asking him a question. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? Verse 19, it is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in the garden, in his garden, and it grew and become a large tree, and the bird of the air nested in its branches. And again he said, to what shall I like the kingdom of God? It is like a leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it's all leaven. Go back up to 19. Go back up to 18. Then he said, what is the kingdom? What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and become a large tree. Christ is talking about here the Holy Spirit again. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, which he put inside of us, which he gave each and every one of us, that we can grow. And hear what happened. And it's like a mustard seed, the seed, the Holy Spirit, which a man took and put in his garden. He put the Holy Spirit in us. And it grew and become a large tree, because we grow in the Spirit. You can't grow one time. You grow, wash you, sanctify, purify, and present. So you grow in the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit here, not the garden and trees. Christ is talking about the Holy Spirit here. It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and become a large tree, and the bird of the air nested in its branches. So when you grow, and you grow in the Spirit, you're supposed to now affect those around you, so that they can come and receive what you have received. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive, because they're seeing how you grow. And you becomes full of the Spirit of God. Verse 20. And again he said, to what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven which a woman hid, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leaven. The Holy Spirit is talking about. It is like a leaven. The Holy Spirit is putting us until we becomes full, but we can't take the full measure, so it was small in us, and it grows and spread and impact and take us all over, and took and hid in the measure in 3 measures of meal till it was all leaven. So you grow in the Spirit and becomes full of the Spirit of God. So he's testifying about the Holy Spirit here, that he's prophesying that he's going to come in time and live in us. Verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are there a few who are saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house have risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you. Where you are from, then you will begin to say, we ate and drink in your presence, and you taught in our streets. Underlined streets, very important, because we have to recognize the places that Jesus Christ taught. Because when he goes into the temple, is war. Because you see what happened before when he went and healed a woman that was bent over for 18 years. What happened? They want to kill him. So anytime he approach a temple, is judgment. They want to kill him, or they cast him out, or whatever. He's always under judgment. So when he freely can work is when he's outside and the mountains by the seaside are in the streets. That is when Jesus Christ really could manifest what he come to do and for people to receive him. Because when you step in the temple, they already know God. So for him who is God to teach him about himself, they rejected it because they already know him that they don't know. It's a warfare in the synagogues and temple where the true and living God is concerned that creates the heaven and the earth, because they already know God. So they don't listen to God that creates the heaven and the earth, because they already know him and they don't know him. Verse 26. Many are offended, but it is written. You have the Holy Bible. You have the Bible in your hand. You're reading it. You're following. Are you seeing? Are you here in eternity? The Holy Spirit is our teacher, not man. Are you here in eternity? Are you here in man? The earth. Make up your mind who you're listening to. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit who sent to us as our teacher? Are you listening to man who is earthbound, teaching from the earth and not from eternity? Verse 26. Then you will begin to say, because what is going to happen, many are going to get locked out. Going to go back up to 24. Holy Spirit is our teacher. Because you have to understand the climax, that what happened before, coming right into what Jesus Christ is dealing with here. What is going on in the synagogues and temples. Strive to enter through, verse 24, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you or where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drink in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Read the mysteries and the parables for yourself, because you know all things. Read what it means. Because he's talking to those that are in the temples. You heard before, you read from before what was happening here and the climax of what is taking place. He's talking to them in the temples and the synagogues. Verse 28. So turn it the way you want to turn it, and don't listen to the teaching of the Holy Spirit, and see how it's going to end with you all. Verse 28. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself is tossed out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are lost who will be first, and they are first who will be last. Verse 30 again. And indeed there are lost, those who are lost, who will be first. Those that uno count out and think they won't enter, because uno are the one that are in the temples and the synagogues and know God. Uno count out. Indeed they are lost who will be first, and they are first who will be last, will be cast out. And on that day, some Pharisees and pastors came, saying to him, get out and depart from here, for Aaron want to kill you. Then themselves want to kill him too. And he said to them, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Talking about when you rise on the third day, it's already done. Finish. So you can do whatever you want with the body. It is done. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be, that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. Jerusalem, friends, Jerusalem Christ is talking about then and talking about now is in the spirit. It's not a place. It's not a place anymore. It's in the spirit. It's a system that have the people them captive, prisoners, in the places of worship that don't know the true and living God because they're teaching from the earth and not from eternity. The Holy Spirit is the only teacher that's sent to teach us. And they have rejected him. Many have rejected him and are teaching from the earth, from themselves, and not from eternity. And there's something that needed to be clearly rectified where the teaching of the Holy Spirit is concerned. Because many are in the temples claiming their teaching about the Holy Spirit is their teacher. They are liars. The Holy Spirit teach only from eternity because he came from eternity. And those who he teach through teach only eternity because there is no self that is alive in anyone that teach eternity. They are completely dead. It's the Spirit of God that lives in them, the Holy Spirit, that is alive from eternity, that teach through the vessel, teach eternity. So he teach eternity only, nothing from the earth. But many are earthbound, are teaching from the earth, and I said them are teach from eternity, and they confused because they're all over the place, and people sit down for years in front of them and cannot arrive in eternity where they need to arrive because the teaching is confusing just like they are. They're teaching from the earth because they're earthbound, and they're calling up to eternity to looking good like they know God, and they don't. And that's what Christ is saying. So when you go to the temples to preach, they're seeing eternity, and they can't angle eternity, so they killed him. And they cast out those who he sent that speak eternity because they speak only of eternity. Eternity is not a word. Eternity is eternity. And it gives everlasting life, eternal life. And that lives in you who carries eternity. And the flesh and the earth of the man die. So no self is there. So you can't teach from the earth because you're not alive no more. Your spirit lives in eternity, born again as sons of God. But those who are earthbound that teach of the earth and they speak of eternity for looking good and they back and forth with them self-teaching and self and confusing the people that sit before them are confused just like they are. They're liars. Verse 34, O Jerusalem, the system Jerusalem is not a place, it's a system that holds the people captive continually. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. How often I want to gather your children together as an hen gather her chick under her wings. But you are not willing. You don't lay down your will. You're still alive. You're not dead. You're after dead. You're not willing to lay down your will to receive the will that comes from eternity, Christ Jesus. But you were not willing. You are not willing. Verse 35. See, your house is left to you desolate. And surely I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, as you continually teaching. You are our teacher. You are our teacher that teaches us from eternity. From eternity, Father, we thank you. Go back up to Luke 13, verse 28. Verse 27. Luke 13, verse 27. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Go up to 26. Excuse me, go up to 26, please. Thank you. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drink in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself is cast out. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. They will come from the east and the west and from the north and from the south and sit in the kingdom of God. And indeed, they are last who will be first, and they are first who will be last. Father God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, our teacher, as you continually teaching. Teaching, oh man, must lay down their will, deny themselves, lay down their will, and receive the will that sent from heaven, that sent from you, Father God. And the Holy Spirit is here in time, who we must receive, who is our teacher, to wash us, to sanctify, to purify, and to present us back to you, Christ Jesus, the will, who have received us. Who we have received and who have received us back in him and returned back to you, Heavenly Father. And we are now again one with eternity as we were before creation, before time began. Before time began. One with God, in God, from God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, O Lord and Savior, who everything that is made true. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your life that you have given unto us, eternal life, so we can live again in eternity in your Son, Christ Jesus, who lives in you, and the Holy Spirit is our teacher, unfolding the mysteries of time. Thank you, Holy Spirit, our teacher. Father, holy is your name.